For the second year in a row, Eugene 4J students claim they've received district-approved sex ed training that they say violates their rights. As KLCC's Elizabeth Gabriel reports, students are now taking action.
In December, 4J high school and middle school students were required to attend a cyberbullying and sexting prevention training taught by retired detective Richard Wostocki of the Naperville Police Department. But some students claim the presentation goes against the guidelines of Oregon Department of Education's policies for guest speakers of sexual education. South Eugene High School senior Lane Mickelson is a leader of the school's Respect Ed Club. She describes ODE's rules.
Not only do they require that the presentation be not fear or shame based, it also requires that it is inclusive, and inclusive is the opposite of what Rich Wostocki's presentation was.
Fellow Respect Ed Club member and South Eugene senior Ilka Sankari says she rewatched the presentation online to find specific quotes she thought were especially troubling.
One that I remember was, sometime you'll be in a situation where you're faced with having sex, and hopefully you're choosing abstinence. But ladies, there's gonna be times when your boyfriend's like, I need a little something. Another quote, girls, you don't have to send those nasty pictures.
Sankari says these words and phrases, as well as only using male-female examples, is not inclusive to LGBTQ students. Students also claim Wostocki's presentation slut-shamed women. Church Hill freshman Ethan Fodder says Wostocki suggested that it was not okay for women to send photos, but not a big deal when men do it. Richard Wostocki is a nationally known speaker who has been giving presentations around the country about cyberbullying and sexting prevention for the last 10 years. He says this was the first time students have taken issue with his presentation. I asked him to give an example within his presentation that is inclusive to LGBTQ students.
I don't worry about that stuff. That doesn't concern me. It doesn't concern me because it doesn't matter. My job is to protect kids from being victims of online predators.
Wostocki says he will not change his presentation because of the complaints. He says many Eugene high schoolers thanked him after the presentation.
Some students came up to me and said that I have a friend that's been going through this. I'm so glad you gave me the information. I had other students said this is what me and my friends needed to hear.
Wostocki says there isn't discrimination among sex predators because they target boys and girls equally. He also says it's not true that he suggested the responsibility was more on women to prevent harassment or sextortion than it is the responsibility of men.
I said, Guy, if you are asking your girlfriend for naked pictures, you are involved in the manufacturing of child pornography. Girl, if you're giving up pictures, you are also involved in the manufacturing of child pornography.
ODE guidelines state presenters on sex ed should not be abstinence only. And yet, Wostocki himself admits this was part of his message.
Is your message promoting abstinence?
Absolutely. Teenagers shouldn't be involved in sex. By law, they can't consent until they're 17.
Coming from the Midwest, he says he felt the culture difference while presenting in Eugene and believes some students were very sensitive.
I was in my third slide at one of the schools, and some kid is so ignorant, he gets up on my third slide and says, you're as sexist as in front of everybody. I'm like, what are you talking about? I didn't even talk about sex yet.
This is not the first time the 4J district has hired a guest speaker who students say violated their rights. Last March, Dove Medical was invited to various high schools and middle schools in the district to discuss sexual education, but students believed the presentation predominantly promoted abstinence only. ODE guidelines state guest speakers need to be researched, vetted, and have all of their research materials approved, which is why the students, such as Sankari, are frustrated with the school board members' responses when they spoke at the last meeting in January.
When the school board said, you know, this sounds like an honest mistake, I just can't believe that because Rich Wostocki is nationally recognized, and if you do a quick Google search, you'll see his TED Talk called Why You Should Spy on Your Kids. So the materials were there, the schools knew who they were bringing in, and either they hadn't read the guidelines or they didn't care about breaking them.
Another South Eugene student created an online petition in response to the presentation, which asked the district to make a public apology for allowing Wostocki's presentation, as well as provide additional training. 3 days after the petition was created in mid-January, it had received 165 signatures. Elizabeth Gabriel, KLCC News.